It is Locked On Jazz for the 16th of March. Donovan Mitchell talks on Good Morning America. Craig Bowlerjack stops by to chat about the experience thus far and talk basketball. It is Locked On Jazz. Pow! How are you? I'm David Locke, radio voice of the Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA insider. This is Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz, giving you insight, expertise, geeky numbers, hopefully making it a lot more fun to be a Jazz fan right now in this crazy, crazy world we live in. The Locked On Podcast Network goal is to still be the sports release for you. Still be here for you, still maintain the community and hold us together as we're all a bit isolated. Park City, where I live, is pretty much shut down, maybe even going to shut down more. So we'll see. So we're hoping to still keep the group together. We have a tight connection, our Locked On Jazz family, our Utah Jazz family, and I want to hold that together. So here's the plan for this week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week, Craig Bowlerjack will join me for a conversation. We taped it last night. And then Thursday we'll do a live show, and I don't know what we'll do Friday. But there does seem to be a little bit of news kind of happening every now and then that's allowing us. Today, and Bowler and I today will talk about kind of our experience, what it's been like, and then share from there we'll talk some basketball about the season. It's actually an interesting conversation. We kind of get caught up into the whole negative narrative and then stop ourselves and say, wait a sec, we're like, the team's pretty darn good. So Wednesday will be positive Wednesday. Tuesday's kind of gripey Tuesday. It's kind of wild. The Jazz would be playing the LA Lakers at home tonight. We would have just had a Zion and Ja Morant weekend to talk about. Would have been such a, it's kind of weird to not have any of that. There's actually a lot of news out there. So we just don't have any idea when we're coming back together and when we're playing again. The CDC put out its report yesterday that it does not want groups of 50 or more. I think it was for 8 more weeks. That would take us to May 15th. We'll see. Like, and frankly, the NBA could start before then if, in fact, they decide to play without 50 groups of 50 people. Bowler and I talk about that. That story broke while we were talking. Great. The athletes of our world, this is an interesting thing. This happened in the NBA. This is LeBron, frankly. We've talked about this before, but there's something unique about this generations of NBA players and what they do and how committed they are to the community. Donovan Mitchell announced today that he's helping the students in Granite School District obtain a healthy meal at no charge while schools are participating in the closure due to COVID-19. Granite School has 88 schools serving 67,000 students. And so Donovan is going to be donating a bunch of money there. These are the things we need to do as a community. I mean, frankly, our government should do it. Frankly, our business owners should do it. But let's us do it as best we can. Here in Park City, what's happened in the last 24 hours is terrifying to me, is that basically, and I was them once, so I think I feel this one, every hourly employee in town lost their job in the last 24 hours. So the ski resorts closed, the restaurants closed, the shops closed. I would guess a lot of the hotel workers closed. Not to mention that there's an enormous, behind the scenes population that keeps this going. I was there once. I was a ski instructor once. I lived paycheck to paycheck as a ski instructor. If I had lost March and part of April, that would have been really hard for me. So, I feel that a little bit. Donovan did go on Good Morning America today, said that he's feeling fine. He's asymptomatic. He talked about that's what really kind of scared him the most and kind of frightens him, is how asymptomatic he is. I don't know about you guys. I'm 49. I hope he's listening right now, because I'm just, my 80-year-old father will not grasp this. Like, will not grasp this. Or maybe I'm just so scared for him that I don't think he'll grasp it while he's grasping it. One of the two. But I don't know if you guys, but that's like his point. It's like, I could be just walking around down the street, and if it wasn't public knowledge I was sick, you wouldn't know. I mean, and Donovan's like the biggest arm around picture taker, autograph giver. You know, you've seen, like, that's what we all love about Donovan. Like, could you imagine if, I mean, there's a weird thing. I don't want to, like, I'm not going to get into Rudy's behavior, and I didn't, you know, I didn't experience it. And this, I think the recorder thing's way overblown. And frankly, I talked to Rudy for, that's, you know, my exposure is right after that. I actually went and had a wonderful conversation with Rudy right after that about a lot of different things around the rest of the NBA. He's such a student of the game. So he's so wonderful to just talk to about the game. And so we just talked about teams and what's going on around the league, and the Rockets had lost a few. So we're talking about that and just a bunch of, you know, really interesting conversation. That was my extended exposure to Rudy. That was frankly my concern on all of this. But that's, you know what, like, he wasn't being careless in my conversation with him. And frankly, I think if people, the amount of people who are kind of railing on Rudy, like, my quick comment to this is, like, how many of you were really taking it that seriously at that point, right? We are now, and the cases in Utah are increasing at about a 300% rate day to day, so we probably should jump in and pay attention. But, you know, we have 21 today. I guess we'll have 60 tomorrow, and I guess we'll have 120 by Wednesday, and then hopefully at some point we plug in. A lot of people already are. But, like, come on. Like, let's be honest about this. Like, you know, did even do our players who are upset, like, did every single one of our players stop signing autographs and interacting with groups? No. So, like, Rudy was unfortunate. It's actually a great life lesson. Like, that, you know, you goof around and make fun of something, and like, that's the soundbite that comes back and gets you. That's really clear. But let's, you know, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of, like, holier than thou Twitterers out there killing Rudy. And sure, the look was bad, but most people are like that. And frankly, we've got senators in the United States of America and governors of states posting pictures of them out right now with their kids at various places. It's like this isn't unheard of. So anyway, I don't want to really get into that too much. I just want to say that, like, you know, it's weird how this is all taking place, because as Donovan's pointing out in this, is that, you know, like, if he had not gotten diagnosed, which happened in this weird circumstance, he wouldn't have known, and he'd be walking around everywhere and interacting with everyone. I mean, that's the kind of craziest thing about this. Donovan said, it took a while for me to cool off. I read what he said. I heard what he said. I'm glad he's doing okay. I'm glad I'm doing well. I'm just happy, to be honest. I hate to say that it's just the two of us, but it wasn't the whole Jazz traveling party. At the end of the day, neither him nor I have children home. I have some teammates that have children, some staff that have children. So I'm glad we were able to continue it as, you know, can contain it as much as possible. I mean, there's a lot of things that I thought were done really well in this process. Again, I don't want to get into it too much, but, you know, the whole thing, I would just quickly point out, like, when the reporters' microphones are touched by Rudy, the reporters are all at 6 feet already. I think that was before it was a standard. Like, I think Derek Gordino and our Frank Zhang and our front office staff did that before it was standard. Whoever jumped on testing Rudy tested him pretty fast. So maybe that's how, I mean, I feel very fortunate. I guess I'm sitting here from a very different perspective. I'm sitting here from one who's tested negative and is just incredibly thankful to everyone around me that they did everything they could do to prevent this from spreading. Like, I think it's incredible that I know that only two of us, Donovan and Rudy, got it. And, you know, we don't know when and where and how or anything like that. So I'm just coming from a very different perspective of just incredibly thankful to everybody involved, from the doctors to the people in Oklahoma to, you know, to Derek Gordino and his staff who moved the microphones earlier than everybody else to, right? Just to everyone, right? So anyway, I don't, you know. Good to hear Donovan. Great that Donovan donated that. Great that Rudy donated. These players are incredible. And we're going to have fun. You know, we're going to get through this. We're going to do this together. We have a bunch of really fun programming. We're going to have scheduled programming. I don't have an exact schedule. We're going to do a bunch of interviews like we're doing with Bowler this week. We might do a fun bracket. Like, I don't know what. We'll do 5 greatest moments in Jazz history. I'd love for you to email me your 5 great. I might take the first finals season and relive it a little bit. I think we're going to do some fun things across the network as well, like certain years and what ifs and favorite fan moments. We'll get there. We'll be back there. And when games are played, we'll be rolling and have some fun. So I'm excited to be with you still throughout this stretch and give you give me a little release, give you a little release. It's certainly a strange time to live, but let's all do it together. All right, Craig Bullerjack coming up next. Today's show is brought to you, thank you very much, to Murdoch Chevy. Murdoch Chevy located in Woods Cross, also in Logan. If you're looking for a truck, there's nothing quite like the Chevy trucks that are out there. The Silverados, as well as the Colorado. And the Equinox, which I drove for a while, has 0% for 72 months APR financing. So great deals there. 0% as well on the Silverado 2020 1500 All-Star Edition. So great deal there. Super deals taking place. And we know Murdoch Chevy. We know Chevy, just the brand itself, the great truck brand. And we know the Murdoch family, 90 years in Utah as well, coming there for you and staying with you, connected to Utah. So check it out. Murdoch Chevy and Logan, also located up in Woods Cross. I want you to stop by, say, and take a look at all of the trucks, all of the cars that Chevy has to offer for you. Checking in with Craig Bullerjack. How are you?
I'm actually feeling okay. The more I get up and kind of walk around and stay busy, I get my mind off things. And so that's good, but I'm still self-observing, which I think is smart. And I miss being out calling games. I miss watching games. It's obviously a time I never thought we would ever coexist together, David, honestly. And we shared quite a time together in Oklahoma City, not just a few days ago.
It's interesting. I mean, we're treating me kind of in the house with some as though I'm on, you know, kind of the 6 feet distance social. It's just strange, right? Like, it just feels really strange.
It is. I really didn't know how to react to that. But I think, again, after the family saw me, I understood their reaction to me. Do you feel the same way? Because I said, okay, I'm going to really do this, I guess. I'm going to stay 6 feet away and actually sleeping in a different bed until I kind of think, until maybe everyone that I'm around calms down a little bit. I did not expect the reactions of friends and people, and I kind of feel like, you know, David, we were kind of ground zero folks, and so we had that responsibility to make sure that we calm everyone around us the best we can.
So I would say we're doing the same. It's just weird. Here's the psychological impact I've had on this one. I find myself regularly thinking to myself, well, now that I'm healthy. I was actually never not healthy, but from appropriately, but from 7 p.m. when the game stopped to when we finally got home, we were basically, when we got off the airplane, we were somewhat quarantined. Well, we were totally quarantined, right? Like, I mean, we were in our hotel room under rules of not leaving the hotel room, and we were in our room at the arena under rules of not leaving. And so I feel this, like, I was a sociology major, so this, the labeling theory kind of says, like, if you tell someone enough times that they're not worth anything or that they're a criminal, they'll start to act like it. And I feel like, yeah, I've actually had that experience where I feel like I've, like, had it and recovered, even though actually I never had it. Like, it's kind of a weird, I mean, it's probably a statement about me being weird, but that's how I feel. I'll find myself thinking to myself, like, oh, well, now that I'm healthy. Actually, I've been healthy the whole time.
Right, right. But you're made to think maybe you're not. So the doubt, and then I'd say the best thing for me is not to walk through a lot of rooms with televisions, news, and the constant feeding of the virus and the concerns. And so I just try to stay away from that and do a little better focusing. This is a good time for me to watch a lot of my old movies. You know how I am, David.
Oh, good.
Black and whites, you know that.
Let us know. So what have you watched?
Oh, my goodness, man. I've watched at least 20 episodes of Andy Griffith, rewatched them. This is like the 40th time I've been through them.
I love this. That's, by the way, I just want everyone to know the reason I just totally snorted right there on the air, which I will leave in for the truthfulness of it, is because I know how many times he's actually watched Andy Griffith. So the idea rewatched it is what got me to snort. No disrespect to Andy Griffith.
No, not at all, man. I tell you, just going through, you know, movies and MASH and you know, History Channel, Project Blue Book, all sorts of stuff. I'm just kind of, and I'm reading a great book on the Wild Bill Hickok book that I picked up. I'm kind of fascinated with the Wild West, and this is an incredible book of his life that led up to his death in South Dakota in Deadwood. So I'm about two or three chapters away from the end, but it's fascinating stuff.
That's interesting. Did you ever read the classic Lonesome Dove?
No, I haven't. I watched the TV series, but I did not write. But that's another good one I should pick up.
Well, we're all finding our little things. Our house is like pent up energy in like a workout center. Like we have a gym in the house. The gym has had somebody in it for like five straight hours, and I'm like ready to go back for number two. We already have like the our house is pretty competitive, as you know. Like we have challenges going on in the house right now. Like yeah, it's like we're on day, you know. We're recording this. This is how crazy this. We're recording this Sunday night at 5:30, so we'll release it tomorrow morning. Park City is being shut down. Like it's like I don't know how far it's going to go, but there's no recreation, no spas, no gyms, no restaurants. Restaurants are curbside only. No resorts. So this place is really we're shutting it down here.
And I know that your love of skiing, that even makes it more difficult for you to try to, find a release valve for one David Locke's energy that it runs at a pretty high level, right?
Let's say the cancellation of the NBA season at the current time or suspension of the NBA season is second on my list of issues.
Oh, my. You know, I tell you, get revved up. You and I have talked about this before, and, you know, you really set your mind to going on a long 7-month journey or more. And there was a lot of talk maybe longer this year. But now, you know, we got off this fast train pretty fast, didn't we? I mean, it just stopped. And that, to me, takes adjustment as well, just to kind of figure things out, because I don't know what to do sometimes. And summer is the same way. Even though, you know, you look forward to summer league and you have some time and get away, do your vacation stuff. But this is a total stop. And I hope, you know, as long as everything comes out healthy, right, and the league understands and the country that is looking to heal itself, hopefully we get a chance when the time is right. We get a chance to finish out this season. If not, then we just have to do our best and move forward and hope for the health of everyone involved.
All right, so we just had somewhat breaking news as I'm recording this at 5:30 at night. The CDC has just recommended the cancellation or postponement of all events with 50 or more people for the next 8 weeks.
Wow.
I don't know how you – now, there's two different reactions to this. So Adrian Wojnarowski repeats, a number of NBA owners and executives increasingly believe a best-case scenario is a mid to late June return to play with no fans, league scouting for possible arena dates all the way through August. Zach Lowe points out 50 people, only having 50 people in the arena for an NBA game is hard.
It would be. I'm trying to think of the support staff we have in the truck for first and foremost. We're up in an area together now, which spreads across. It depends if we're broadcasting and the visiting team would even travel. That would be something that would have to be decided through this whole process too, David. So I don't know if home teams broadcast for both teams just to save space and time and people. I mean, there's all sorts of things that could happen. Plus, look at the arena security, but with no people. Is that necessary? I mean, you still have to have some there just to protect the building itself on a nightly, daily basis. But, yeah, it'd be difficult to have 50 or less pull off an NBA game. Absolutely.
By the way, we think NBA. I mean, this literally just came down as Craig and I are talking. That's no NBA in all likelihood. NBA could maybe pull it off, right? So 12 players, limit your coaches, have your officials. You might be able to pull it off. I don't know if you're doing TV or radio. Maybe, unfortunately, we're doing TV and radio out of a different place. Like
could be.
So, no chance for Major League Baseball, right? 25-man rosters, 50 players.
No, man. No way.
No chance for
umpiring crew, support staff. No.
No chance for NHL.
No.
And no chance if they're the NFL or would, you know, college. So that's no, I mean, that's 6-8 weeks is gets us to late, you know, so that's late June. So
late
the
May.
NFL is not impacted necessarily, though, college. So, I mean, it's just, yeah, wow. Like, I wonder what he is. You know, it's just a different world we live in right now. And the data, you know, I don't want to get into, I don't think it's worthy of getting into discussion of whether, but it's just wild. All right, we'll continue, Craig, and I will talk about kind of the season and step away. That's kind of where we are, and the news keeps happening as we're talking. So, wildness and all. It's Craig Bowler, Jack, stopping by Locked On Jazz. The intention is for Locked On Jazz to just keep rolling along and being there for you. And now I know it might be for 8 weeks. I'm going to have to get super creative, but we will to be here for you. It's Locked On Jazz, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, giving you your sports release with your team every day. Today's show is brought to you in part by Homie. Homie's revolutionizing the real estate world and doing it with great success. That's the coolest thing is you're saving money. Homie's having success and the real estate market and the world is changing day by day for the advantage of you, the consumer. That's the best part about it. So what Homie has done is basically all of the same things you get in regular real estate for you, except for the fact that they're saving you commissions. They saved $50 million in commissions this last year. They did over $1 billion of real estate transactions in 2019. And according to a BYU study, they're selling homes for more 8 days faster for over past 3 years. Homie's saving the seller an average of $10,000 per transaction. So text LOCK, L-O-C-K-E to 88588. And get an experienced local Homie agent who can help you every step of the way. Feel free, take right now, take some time, and learn more about Homie by texting LOCK to 88588. Have them contact you and learn more about it. And they do all the regular things, take in your dream home tours, make offers, negotiate the best deals for you, and work to get you $5,000 back. Go to Homie.com to find out more. Text LOCK, L-O-C-K-E to 88588. This has been a crazy season, and I mean obviously Kobe's passing, David Stern's passing, Jazz up and downs. Do you think obviously this prior to us walking into the arena in Oklahoma City on the 11th of March, it felt like a different season? Do you think that is because it actually is that different, or we just live in a different era with different intensity levels and different reaction to everything?
Great question. You know, I think I walked into this, and you and I had discussions prior to the season about obviously bringing Mike in and the acquisition and, you know, the signing of Bogey and obviously two players that the Jazz signed are now gone. Jeff Green, well, Dante's gone. He was signed, but obviously was traded for Jordan Clarkson. Ed Davis is still on the roster, but Tony Bradley has taken his minutes. It's been one of the most interesting seasons I've been involved with, and I've covered them before I actually started, you know, calling play-by-play back in the mid-80s. And so there's always, you know, points in the season that, you know, that are highs and lows, David, as you know, but this one just has had a variety of oddities to it. The highs of highs and the lows of lows. And then, of course, the Oklahoma City game that never was kind of really is kind of hits the pinnacle of it all, right? I think expectations we got to talk about, because that's where I think the pressure or lies. There's something there about expectations and Mike Conley really taking this team to the next level and the growth of Rudy and Donovan and all-star status and Bogey, you know, and Jordan Clarkson coming in just really kind of obviously gave the Jazz an incredible lift off the bench, desperately needed, by the way. But those expectations can also work against you. And, you know, this is where the test of mental toughness, of togetherness, of depth all come into play. And I think we've kind of ridden the whole roller coaster with this season, because I've seen the Jazz play some incredible ball, as you have. And then we look at each other in our new broadcast perch, and, well, you've been there. It's me looking at you now.
I like
and
having
kind
you
of go,
there.
Wow. You know, why? Wow, what's happening right now? And so you and I have been able to do some more eye contact than ever. And with Boone, and whether it's Harpering or T upstairs with me, but we've kind of like, wow, what's happened? And then other nights we're just in kind of an awe moment because the machine works perfectly. So yeah, for me, it's been a very odd season. And a lot of, I don't know, David, if expectations is where you start or not. And I know you know, with the analytics, there's a lot of numbers we can run through as well. But, at the same time, I kept thinking that the Jazz would finally get together on the same page after the 25th or 30th game. Because by that time, Jazz fans, look, they're smart. And I think they understand Conley needed some time. Maybe more than we thought, but then the injury came, and then trying to put him back into the lineup and meld him back in with Donovan. We saw Moutier and Jordan Clarkson play some minutes that would give them a little different transition in the up and down the floor look. So all sorts of stuff that you can kick around about this year. But I hope we can finish it out some way. If not, then we'll never know.
If I told you when Mike Conley joined the Jazz that he was going to shoot 43% from the field, 40% from three.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to average 15 points, 3 rebounds, and 4 assists. Okay? So 15, 3, and 4, 43% from the field, and 40% from three. And let's make sure we all remember that his career number is 44% from the field and 37% from three. So he's going to shoot better from three, right about his career number. He's going to average... his career number for points per game is 15. His career rebounds is 3, and his career assists is 6. So he's going to be down 2 assists, but everything else is going to be like right on his career numbers at 32 years old. If I had told you that, how would have you felt?
I would have said, wow, great acquisition. Smart move.
So let me jump
Steady
in. So let me jump in. If you eliminate the first 4 games of the year, which includes the 1-16, the 0-7 at Phoenix, just kind of that rocky start. Just those
right.
4. You leave in the 19-minute game he plays where he re-injures the hamstring. You leave in the 7 games of minute restrictions he had, which totally skew his numbers badly. Like, I'm not – that's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah. You know, David, it goes back, I think, to the pressure or the expectations. And I'm going to get your thoughts about this, too, because national media agreed with many locals. And I think fan bases are always looking for the national thumbs up, okay, that this team really made a dramatic move to put this team to the next level in the Western Conference, as we know, which is absolutely brutal, very competitive every night. And so I still think, despite the fact Conley also was coming off a career year in Memphis because he was really one of the last offensive options they had. And so he kind of carried the Grizzlies to the end, and then the Jazz and the Grizzlies made the deal. So that, and again, the politicized, I guess, acquisition, and the fact, David, that I think the Jazz fans thought that Donovan was ready for the next level, which obviously he proved all-star status along with Rudy. And you still wonder why the expectations or the disappointment always kind of focus back to Mike. And it's interesting because, to me, Bogdanović, jumped in pretty solid. I think your numbers prove that he's been up and down as well, but yet he's still playing better than he did a year ago with Indiana. And he's shown us, too, that he can actually play even more at a high level from the three-point line, is also a driver and very physical and athletic at the rim. So getting back to square one, Conley, I thought, would really settle things down, and this would be a much more, let's say, less turnover-prone team. And it didn't turn out that way early. And getting back to your point, I think the rough start, the injury, sowed doubt among a lot of fans and others around the NBA, and it's been a long road back for Mike to kind of reprove himself actually who he is. And maybe that age factor and 13 years in the league that's always kind of tagged to players kind of also carried along with him, that maybe it was over. Maybe he wasn't quite where we thought he would be. But your numbers indicate, and very true to point, this guy is basically at the same level that he was nearly a year ago or throughout his whole career, and that nothing has really changed for Conley, except maybe the attitude of people in the world of basketball who maybe expected even more from a 13-year vet.
So I think there's
maybe one for this.
Yeah, I think there's three things that are going on here, and so it's a longer conversation, and maybe we'll do it in tomorrow's show. One of them is I think we're all a little off on how much individual players move meters, right? Like, we all love
right.
transactions and things, but I think the adding, like, what it can change who your team is, but the singular player that really jumps you from like 48 wins to 56, like, wow, that's LeBron. Like, that's Anthony Davis. There aren't a lot of play. Like, if we lost Rudy for an extended period of time, we'd see that. But Rudy's that kind of player who actually impacts your wins and losses to a dramatic level. Most players impact your wins like maybe two or three or a little bit here or there. Not that kind of huge, massive jump that we want every transaction to be.
David, let me ask you this, because that's a very important fact you just stated. I'm wondering, though, if in reality the expectation of those numbers jumping for Mike Conley were in LeBron type fashion, was he going to be the lone player after Rubio to actually team with Donovan to make that jump from a five spot to a two spot? Was that enough? One player, was that really the key that I think maybe bit was skewed at the very beginning? What's your thought?
So I think that's really complicated. I think people thought Mike was going to get us to 54 wins and 55 mm-hmm. wins and with Boyan, like, and we actually don't know to this day what it would have been, right? Like, we were pacing.
Right, right.
I don't know. Well, I think we were pacing at 52. And so I think there was a level that there was certainly some disappointment there. And that's probably legitimate from our fans. I think the other issue and is just the amount of, you know, we were down by 30 for a bunch of nights in a row. Like, that's just strange,
yeah.
Right? And I think that's what got people. All right, Craig and I will be back with you tomorrow. Locked On Jazz, trying to stay with you as much as possible, as consistently as possible, and it's here for you. We'll keep the community together. We'll stay connected. We all might be a little isolated. We all may be working at home. We all may not be gathering together in the same way, but we'll use this as a way to have community. We'll do live shows. We'll be together, and we'll still continue to have the connection we've always had. We'll continue. Craig will be back with you on tomorrow's show here on Locked On Jazz, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Locked On NBA put out an episode today going through the biggest stories and some of those things. So right now, tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of podcast Locked On NBA.